If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Once again, we count it a joy to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, summertime is revival time. The blessings of the Lord have been upon us in these first few Sundays of the summer of 76. In fact, brand new Sunday school record attendances have been set, and souls are being saved, and the spirit of revival prevails throughout the ministry of the church. We're looking forward to a wonderful day today as we begin our week of prayer. This week of prayer is in cooperation with the World Baptist Fellowship, and churches all over America in our fellowship have set aside this week as a nationwide week of prayer. We'll be praying for our country. We'll be praying for our president. We will be praying for revival. I'm asking God to bless the city of Fort Worth. I'd like to see a tremendous spiritual awakening begin right here in our own city. I believe you'd like that too. I'm going to ask you to join with us through these days of June 27 through July 4th. In a concerted effort of prayer, we believe the answer to America's survival is an old-fashioned revival. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 at verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We are believing God to send a revival to America. We want that work to begin right here. Join with us during these days, Sunday, June 27, through next Sunday, July 4, for our week of prayer. In the meanwhile, we would like to extend to you a cordial invitation to come and visit in our services today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We are teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We trust that you'll come today and study with us the Word of God. Our current series of studies is in the book of the Revelation, and we believe that today's lesson in the Revelation chapter 14 would be a tremendous blessing to you. Visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church, our Sunday school beginning at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and you'll find a warm welcome and a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Very soon, we plan to begin the construction of our new building on our 14-acre site adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School and just across from the Tarrant County Junior College, the South Campus, on Campus Drive at Loop 820. We're looking forward to a tremendous program of building in the days ahead. We trust that you'll be praying with us in these matters. In the meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we shall look for you and your family today. If you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught and where the Word of God is preached, you'll find it at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. This special word concerning our God and Country Day, 1 week from today on Sunday, July 4th. All over America, churches will be celebrating the bicentennial, the 200th birthday of America. We've designated next Sunday, July 4th, as our bicentennial God and Country Day. We're expecting 1,000 people to come and to worship God on this very special day, 1 week from today. You cannot afford to miss it. We're going to have a wonderful time. We have two very special guests, Mrs. Barbara Law, one of the outstanding vocalists in America, whose voice you've just heard in singing on this broadcast, will be with us on Sunday, July 4th, for our God and Country Day. Also, Mr. John Nyland, the former star of the Dallas Cowboys, will give his thrilling testimony of what Christ means to him. These will be with us, these folks, on Sunday, July 4th, 1 week from today, our bicentennial God and Country Day. We shall look forward to seeing you as you visit with us during these days. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today, just a card. Let us know you're praying for revival, because we believe again that revival is the answer to all the perils and problems and difficulties that face our nation. The scandals coming out of Washington demand the attention of the American people. And we believe the best way to go into action against such scandals as this is for America to get on her knees and pray. Thus, this week, Nationwide Week of Prayer, and thus our bicentennial services next Sunday, and we trust that you'll plan to be with us during these days. Again, we invite you to write us to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Look and Live. I shall read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning at verse 18. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this hour, for this broadcast. We thank Thee for the freedom that we enjoy in America to worship Thee. I pray that we might preserve that freedom. Bless this week of prayer that begins today. May people all over the city and all over the county and all over the Metroplex join with us in prayer for revival in the summertime in our great land. Oh God, send a revival to America. Revive us again. Save our nation from the awful collapse that seems to threaten us on every hand. We pray that this would be America's golden opportunity for revival in the bicentennial year. May that work begin right in our own city. May it begin in the hearts of those who listen to this broadcast in this hour. Bless our sick and shut-in ones. Bless those in the rest homes, our aging friends. Bless those who visit our city. Bless everyone who listens to this broadcast today. May the Holy Spirit encourage and lift up and strengthen and draw men to Christ. In His name we ask it, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. Now in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, I read at verse 18, For thus saith the Lord that created the heaven, God Himself that formed the earth and made it, He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. In verse 22 we read, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I want you to get those words. They are so simple. God says to you, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Anyone who knows anything about the Bible, about the Word of God, and about God's dealings with man, will admit that God has always made His invitation to salvation a very simple matter. For example, look back in the days of Noah. God said to Noah, Come thou and thy house into the ark. How simple. That is as simple as ABC. God came down to man, as it were, and in total simplicity, God said to Noah, I want to preserve the human race. I want you and your family to come into the ark of safety. So God said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. I'm glad that salvation is a family affair. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer asked Paul a simple question. What must I do to be saved? The Apostle Paul gave him a very simple answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. My friend, that's how simple salvation is. God offers His way of life. God offers His premium of salvation through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that believeth is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son. My friend, salvation is yours for the asking. If you will call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, God's invitation to salvation is a simple matter. You must first believe that you're lost, that you're a sinner. And the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You must then confess Jesus Christ as your own Savior. You must believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead. And the Bible says, you can be saved. It's just that simple. So I've entitled my message, Look and Live. There are three things associated with looking and living that I want to share with you. First, anyone can look. Oh, the marvel of God's program of eternal life, salvation through Jesus Christ, is this, that anyone, anywhere, under any circumstance, at any time, can look. If you will come back with me to the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, Israel had complained against God and against Moses. As a result of that complaint, God sent fiery serpents among the people, and the serpents bit them, and many of them died. They came to Moses, and they said, Moses, we've sinned against God. Please do something about these terrible serpents. So Moses prayed, and God gave Moses instruction. God said to Moses, I want you to make you a fiery serpent. Put it on a pole, and everyone who looks at that serpent shall be healed. My friend, that's how simple God's program of spiritual healing really is. All you need to do today is look. And you, wherever you are, whatever your life, whatever your past, whatever your present, whatever the hope for the future, you can look to God by faith in Jesus Christ and be saved. I would say to you today that America needs to look to God. With all of the sex scandals, with all of the political corruption, with all of the unrest, with all of the problems that face us as Americans today, I would say that the only answer to America's survival is to look to God. We've been looking to scientists, and scientists have failed us. We've looked to education, and education has not gotten the job done. We've looked to the monetary elements, to wealth, to Wall Street, to Fort Knox, to gold and silver. And these do not have the answer to America's survival. We've looked at all material things, and material things cannot satisfy the longing of the human heart. Therefore, I say, without apology, without hesitation, without any reservation, that the thing that America and Americans need to do today is this, simply look to God. My friend, you personally, individually, you father, you mother, you young man, you need to look to God. Your home needs God. Your business needs God. Your family needs God. You as an individual, you need God. And I would say to you that the answer to the problems that you have today would be found in your looking to God. Anyone can look. Remember, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the second place, all you need to do is look. Many people are trying to be saved by methods of their own. The poet said, in vain we seek for peace with God by methods of our own. Dear Jesus, nothing but thy blood can bring us near thy throne. The Bible tells us that there is salvation only in Jesus Christ, and that all you need to do is believe on him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, get this now, no person, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the word of Jesus. We read in the Bible, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, church membership will not save you. Baptism will not save you. Learning the catechisms will not save you. Doing the best you can, self-righteousness, self-reform, these will not save you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from your sin. Only Jesus Christ can save your never-dying soul. If you will trust your soul into His care and into His keeping, right this moment, Jesus Christ will come into your heart. And you can forsake all other ways and remember this, that only in Jesus Christ is there life. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Now, if we could get saved some other way, Jesus died in vain. But no, my friend, there is no other way. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The Bible says He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So, my friend, all you need to do is believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be saved. A lot of people are trying to get to heaven on somebody else's record. My friend, one day you, personally, individually, must stand before God. You must give an account of how you treated Jesus Christ. You must give an account of your answer to Him. Not your mother, not your father, not your son or daughter, not granddaddy or grandmother, but you must give an account to God. I believe today, if you realize that getting to heaven is the most important thing in your life. It's more important than getting educated. It's more important than getting rich. It's more important than getting powerful. It is more important than becoming prominent. Getting to heaven, and it's such a simple matter. It's only through Jesus Christ. The price has already been paid. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and all you need to do is look and live. I read in John chapter 3 at verse 14, where Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is God's offer to you. Look and live. Only look, and you can be saved. Remember the words of my text, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth." The thief on the cross was not baptized. The thief on the cross had no time to make restitution. He had no time to reform himself or join the church. All the thief on the cross did was to cry out, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." My friend, all you need do is exercise your faith in Jesus Christ. Only believe, and the work is done. In the third place, you will never be sorry you looked. I've read about men who said they were sorry for a lot of things they've done, but I've never read where a man said, "I'm sorry that I was saved." Tom Paine said in his dying words, "I would give worlds if I had them, if the age of reason had never been written." But you can search the annals of history and you'll never find where a man said, "I'm sorry I trusted Jesus Christ." The Apostle Paul is a classic example of a man who was ready to go to heaven. Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing." Paul was ready to die. He said, "The time of my departure is at hand. I'm ready to be offered." My friend, you can have that same testimony today. And if you'll trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll never be sorry. I have this footnote, and I shall be through with the message. I bid you look today while you can see, for tomorrow your eyes may be closed in death. It will be eternally too late for you. So, my friend, today, while you can, look and live. As we leave the broadcast, we want to invite you again to come and share the blessings of God with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street. Remember, we're beginning our great week of prayer. We want you to pray every day this week that God will send revival to America. And we want you to join with us next Sunday on God and Country Day, Sunday, July 4th, when our special guest will be Mrs. Barbara Law, one of America's outstanding vocalists, and Mr. John Nyland. These and other things will be in the offing for you next Lord's Day, God and Country Day, here at Worth Baptist Church. So, until next Lord's Day, by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.